Welcome to Zichu Dafsi Money Member by Ram Goldar and Thirma Zechus Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav, the third parak of Komets Rabbah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Shmuel said one recites the bracha over tefillin, Meshas HaNachasan, from the time of donning them. Since all brachas must be made over Lisi HaSan, just before the performance, it's explained to mean Meshas HaNach V'Shas Kshira, from the time of putting on until the time of binding, because the mitzvah is completed when he secures the tefillin. Rav Chisda said, Sach ben tefila tefila chozim mevarech. If one spoke between putting on the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, he must again recite a bracha. This implies that if he did not speak, he would not make a second bracha, and the Gemara objects. Rav Yochanan said that the bracha over the tefillin shel yad concludes l'haniach tefillin, to put on tefillin, and the bracha over the shel rosh concludes al mitzvah tefillin, regarding the mitzvah tefillin, indicating each has its own bracha. Abai and Rava answered that if he did not speak, he makes a single bracha over both. But if he spoke, he makes these two brachas. This is Rashi's interpretation, followed by the Sfardim. Rabbeinu Tam explains that if he did not speak, he makes one bracha, al mitzvahs, on the Shel Rosh. If he spoke, he makes both brachas on the Shel Rosh. This is followed by Ashkenazim. Point number two, Tanaim disagree if one wears tefillin until the sun sets, until people are no longer in the marketplace, or until the time of sleeping. However, they agree that if one removed them after Shkia to go to the basic kisei, or the bathhouse, he does not put them back on. Rashi explains they all hold tefillin are not worn at night. The Gemara initially assumes that whoever holds Shabbos Lazman tefillin, Shabbos is not a time for the mitzvah tefillin, also holds tefillin are not worn at night because the same pasuk excludes both. Rabbi Yossi Galili darshins, B'shemar tezachu kazos l'maladam yam yamima, and you shall keep this decree in its appointed season from day to day. Yamim below leilos. Days implies, but not nights. And miyamim, from days, implies below kol yamim, but not all days, thus excluding Shabbos and Yantav. Rabbi Kiva says this pasuk only discusses the carbon Pesach, not tefillin. However, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Kiva excludes Shabbos from elsewhere. V'haya le'os al-yadcha u'totofos bein einecha, and it shall be a sign upon your arm and tefillin between your eyes. Mishad tzrichin os, tefillin are worn on days which need a sign. Yatsu Shabbasus Yamin Tovim Shem Gufan Os. Shabbos and Yantav are thus excluded, which are themselves a sign. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Chayv Adam L'mashem Shabbat Tefillin B'Kol Sha'ah. A person is obligated to touch his tefillin constantly to remain mindful of them. This can be derived from a Kav HaChomer from the Tzitz. If the Tzitz, Embo El Azkara Achas, which has only one mention of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name on it, yet the Torah said, Vayal mitzcho tamid, and it shall be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead constantly, which teaches, shul tasiach daito mimenu, that he may not divert his attention away from it. Then tefillin, sheyesh ben azkaros harbe, which have many mentions of Hashem's name in them, in their four parshios, alachas kama vakama, all the more so that one should not divert his attention from them. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous stuff, Shmuel said, one recites the bracha over tefillin meshas hanachasan from the time of donning them. Since all brachas must be made over Lisi HaSan just before the performance, it's explained to mean Meshas HaNach V'Shas Kshira, from the time of putting on until the time of binding, because the mitzvah is completed when he secures the tefillin. Rav Chisda said, Sach ben tefila tefila chozim mevarech. If one spoke between putting on the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, he must again recite a bracha. This implies that if he did not speak, he would not make a second bracha, and the Gemara objects. Rabbi Yochanan said that the bracha over the tefillin shel yad concludes l'haniach tefillin, to put on tefillin, and the bracha over the shel rosh concludes al mitzvah tefillin, regarding the mitzvah tefillin, indicating each has its own bracha. Abai and Rava answered that if he did not speak, he makes a single bracha over both. But if he spoke, he makes these two brachas. This is Rashi's interpretation, followed by the Sfardim. Rabbeinu Tam explains that if he did not speak, he makes one bracha, al mitzvahs, on the Shel Rosh. If he spoke, he makes both brachas on the Shel Rosh. This is followed by Ashkenazim. Point number two, Tanaim disagree if one wears tefillin until the sun sets, until people are no longer in the marketplace, or until the time of sleeping. However, they agree that if one removed them after Shkia to go to the basic kisei, or the bathhouse, he does not put them back on. Rashi explains they all hold tefillin are not worn at night. The Gemara initially assumes that whoever holds Shabbos Lazman tefillin, Shabbos is not a time for the mitzvah tefillin, also holds tefillin are not worn at night because the same pasuk excludes both. Rabbi Yossi Galili darshins, B'shemar tezachu kazos l'maladam yam yamima, and you shall keep this decree in its appointed season from day to day. Yamim Belolelos, days and brides, Yamim Belolelos, days and brides, but not nights, and Miyamim from days and brides, below Kol Yamim, but not all days, thus excluding Shabbos and Yantav. Rabbi Akiva says this pasuk only discusses the Karban Pesach, not Tefillin. However, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Akiva excludes Shabbos from elsewhere. And it shall be a sign upon your arm and tefillin between your eyes. Mishad Tzrich and Oz, tefillin are worn on days which need a sign. Yatsu Shabbos Yamin Tovim Shen Gufan Os. Shabbos and Yantav are thus excluded, which are themselves a sign. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Chayv Adam L'mashem Shabbat Tefillin B'chol Sha'ah. A person is obligated to touch his tefillin constantly to remain mindful of them. This can be derived from a Kav HaChomer from the Tzitz. If the Tzitz, Ein Bo Ela Azkara Achas, which has only one mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on it, yet the Torah said, Vayal Mitzcho Tamid, and it shall be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead constantly, which teaches, Shul Tasiach Daito Mimenu, that he may not divert his attention away from it, then Tefillin, Sheyesh Ben Azkaros Harbe, which have many mentions of Hashem's name in them, in their four partios, Alachas Kama Vakama, all the more so that one should not divert his attention from them. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard Siman is a Luav. A Luav, so here goes. The man who noticed the Luav on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the Shel Yad and putting on his Shel Rosh? To which his friend answered, Chol HaMoed is like Yantav, and we don't wear tefillin. While the friend nearby touched his own tefillin because his attention to them was being distracted by the conversation. Once again, slow motion. The man who noticed the Luav, that must be on Daf. Lamed Vav. The man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the Shel Yad and putting on the Shel Rosh? Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the brachas over the tefillin Shel Yad and the tefillin Shel Rosh. So the man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the Shel Yad and putting on the Shel Rosh? To which his friend answered, Chol HaMoed is like Yantav, and we don't wear tefillin. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tefillin are worn at night or in Shabbos and Yantav. So the man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the Shel Yad and putting on the Shel Rosh? To which his friend answered, Chol HaMoed is like Yantav, and we don't wear tefillin. While their friend nearby touched his own tefillin because his attention to them was being distracted by the conversation. Which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Chayv Adam L'mashmesh B'tefillin B'chol Sha'ah. A person is obligated to touch his tefillin constantly to remain mindful of them. This can be derived from a Kal V'chomer from the Tzitz. So once again, the man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the Shel Yad and putting on the Shel Rosh? To which his friend answered, Chol HaMoed is like Yantav, and we don't wear tefillin. While their friend nearby touched his own tefillin because his attention to them was being distracted by the conversation. All right, so now it's time for our four blatback chazara. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in the Safra's lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in the Safra's lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether the partios of a mezuzah are written psuchos or stumos. So the mad scientist in the Safra's lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, and trying to add a seertut feature to detect that the mezuzah has seertut, which would not be relevant for tefillin, which reminds us the Gemara discusses seertut for tefillin and mezuzah. So the mad scientist in the Safra's lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, and trying to add a seertut feature to detect that the mezuzah has seertut, which would not be relevant for tefillin, jumped up when he realized there was a sefer Torah on the bench he was sitting on, which reminds us, Rav Chelbo says he saw Rav Huna going to sit down on a bed which had a sefer Torah on it, and he first overturned a jug and placed a sefer Torah onto it, and only then sat on the bed. He holds asaleshev al gabimita shesefer Torah munochoa. It's forbidden to sit on a bed on which a sefer Torah is resting. This disagrees with Rabba Bar Barchana, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan permitting sitting on a bed with the sefer Torah resting on it. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-legged pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate, that must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Tzir for the door in the middle of the hideout, which reminds us that we learned that we use Hecker Tzir, the indication of the pivot, to determine the direction of a doorway. Shmuel ruled that whichever room the pivot is in is considered the inside, and the mezuzah is placed on the right side for entering that room. So the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Seer for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the proper height for placing a mezuzah. So the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Seer for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door. When he realized the reason for putting it near the outside of the door is to show that Hashem is guarding them, and promptly did tshuva, which reminds us that we learned that we place a mezuzah near the reshus of Rabim because Hashem guards his servants from outside. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. After climbing one ladder, that must be more on Daf Lamed Daled. After climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the Batimacher that only had one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, which reminds us, Rapapa taught that although Rabbi Meir holds that an entrance with a single side post requires a mezuzah, that is only when the side post is on the right side of the entrance, not on the left. This is based on a braisa which darshans beiselcho, your house, to mean the right side. As Rabbi explains, derech biascha mina yamin, the way of your entering, which is on the right side. Because when a person begins to move, it's his right foot which he moves first. So after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the Batimacher that had only one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor, where they were shown how the Batim Shel Rosh are made with four compartments from one or, which reminds us, the braisa states that the Tefillin Shel Rosh are made of four Batim, four compartments made of a single hide. The partials are written on four separate hides, but if they're written on one and were inserted into the four compartments, they're valid. If they are written on one hide, Rebbe says a space must be left between the partials, but the Chachamim say it's unnecessary. So after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the Batimacher that had only one post, but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor where they were shown how the Batim Shel Rosh are made with four compartments from one or, and given a choice if they want the order of the partials of Tefillin according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, which reminds us the Gemara discussed the order of the partials in Tefillin. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simur Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. The children's choir. That must be around Daf Lamed Hey. Children's choir singing la la la. So the children's choir who used giant film props with the titura and ma'abarta and a shin just like the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which reminds us, Rav says, the titura of tefillin was taught as a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. This refers to the extended fourth wall of the tefillin, which is folded underneath to close the compartments. It's called the titura, a bridge, because it resembles a plank. Abai says that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim requires the ma'abarta of tefillin, which is the back extension of the titura through which the strap passes back and forth. Abai said that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim requires the shin of tefillin. So the children's choir who used giant tefillin props with the titura and ma'abarta and a shin, just like the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, waved black ritzuos with multicolored backs, but never red, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim requires the ritzuos, the straps of the tefillin, to be black. This is challenged from a braisa teaching that the ritzuos must be beminam, with their type of material, meaning leather, and can be dyed green, black, or white. However, they may not be red because it disgraces the wearer, who will seem to have bleeding scabs or had relations with his wife while she was a nida. The Gemara answers kan b'mifnim. The braisa allows various colors for the inside of the straps, whereas kan b'mechutz, Rabbi Yitzchak required black for the outside of the straps. So the children's choir who used giant tefillin props with the titur and ma'abart and a shin, just like the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, weighed black ritzuos with multicolored backs, but never red, as they sang about when Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the kesher Shel Tefillin, which reminds us, Rav was quoted as saying that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim teaches the requirements of a Kesher Shel Tefillin, the Tefillin knot, which together form the letters Shin, Dalet, and Yud. Rav Shimon Chasida says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he would see Hashem's back, it means the Kesher Shel Tefillin at the back of his head. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you machlokas if Moshe wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a person is obligated to touch his tefillin constantly to remain mindful of them? That's on daf Lamed Vav.
Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the schus of one who purchases, writes, or merely corrects a Sefer Torah? That's on daf
Lamed.
Good.
Number 4.
Which daf do we learn about placing mezuzah near Reshus HaRabim and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards his servants from outside? That's on daf
Lamed Gimel.
Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do we discuss when the tefillin are worn at night or on Shabbos or in Yantav? That's on daf
Amud Vav.
Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss an entrance with only one side post and the requirement to place the mezuzah on the right side? That's on daf. Amud Daled. Good. Number 7.
Which daf do we discuss the brachos over the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh? That's on daf.
Lamed Vav.
Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn to use Heker Tzir to determine the direction of a doorway? That's on daf.
Lamed Gimel.
Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that the titura, the ma'abarta, and the shin of the tefillin are halachu Moshe Mitzrayim? That's on daf.
Lamed Hey.
Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether one can sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it? That's on daf.
Lamed Beis.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.